Let us prepare our minds and hearts to go before the Lord this evening together as we learn how we not only recognize who God is, we begin to recognize just how much we need God in our lives every day. As we continue to establish our faith in God, as we continue to prepare ourselves to do what God has called us to do, we ask God to be in the midst of this teaching, that he inspire you and inspire me to take this teaching into our hearts and learn of him. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to be with us, to guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's go through believing and trusting as we are led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. When we look at what our Lord Christ Jesus teaches us about becoming saved, see, at first glance, it seems very simple. And it is, if we believe in all our heart and mind and soul and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we are saved from all of our condemnation. All of our sins have been wiped away. When I started to learn to believe and trust in God, I tried to run as fast as I could to reach that point where God could use me in a mighty way. See, by the time I reached that point in my life where I had accepted my calling, God had to snatch me out of the fire and clean me up. See, I needed to be prepared for my calling. And it became clear that I had some belief and trust issues as I try to serve God. I become a very religious minded person, and I was treating everything in a religious way. Learning to believe in God goes beyond coming to just recognize that God is God. When we first hear the Lord, we think God did not call us. See, Moses was such a person. See, the Israelites did not believe God had called Moses. See, the Lord gave Moses a sign to demonstrate he was indeed the one that called Moses to believe in him, to place his trust in him. Recognizing God exists is not the same as coming to believe in God. This was an issue with the Israelites, and it's an issue with us today. God asks, how will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the miraculous signs I performed before them? See, not truly believing in God is one of the things that causes the Lord to become angry with his people. We've not believed in God and trusted in our deliverer. We speak of things like breakthroughs, like God spoke these things to us. But see, we just make up stuff. We don't believe and trust in what God has spoken over our lives. And though the Lord opened up the gates of heaven and rained down manna, the Israelites did not believe in God. They just recognized God. They didn't believe in him. They didn't bring and allow God to enter into their hearts and their minds and their soul and start trusting in God. We're much like the Israelites. In spite of all that God has done for us, we keep on sinning as they did. In spite of all the wonders the Lord has done on our behalf, we don't believe, we don't trust in God like we should. See, in the same way the Lord ended the Israelites' days and years, he made them suffer, we too will suffer. Our faith will be the same if we don't change our ways. See, when the Lord slew the Israelites, they turned back to God. I hope to God that he doesn't have to take us through something so that we start realizing that we can't just recognize God. We got to believe. We got to trust in God. We got to put our faith in God. So we need to learn to believe in God, asking the Lord to teach us knowledge and good judgment. Teach us, Lord, how to believe in your commandments. We do not believe in God. See, it causes trouble in our life. When we don't believe in God the way we should, we stray away from him. And he allows us to be afflicted until we learn to obey, until we learn to trust in God and put our faith in the Lord. Go with me to Psalm chapter 119, verses 65 to 68. See, when we suffer, many are quick to recognize God at that point in the middle of their suffering. But see, but that doesn't mean that we come to believe in enough to allow God to change us. Psalms chapter 119, verses 65 to 68 says, "Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I strayed away, God, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees." See, learning to believe in God establishes a believer in confidence, so they will make requests to the Lord, and he will answer them. Because we obey his commandments and do what pleases God. See, believing in the commandments and believing in the Lord Christ Jesus, and loving God with all our heart and all our understanding, it causes us to not only love God, but to love others and love ourselves more. See, we go beyond just a willingness to recognize God. We must believe in God with all our heart. And anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because a person does not believe in the testimony God gave about his son. See, learning to believe leads us to eternal life with Christ Jesus. We have to see the dangerous times we live in. Some have secretly slipped in among those who believe. They're godless people who change the grace of God for a license for immorality, denying Christ. We must remember how God dealt with those who did not believe. We must learn to believe in God and not just recognize that God exists. See, I'll tell you, maybe, Lord help us, maybe this happened to you at work or in some organization that you was in. You were a member of the team and then you got promoted. And while the team had to recognize the fact that you had been promoted, that did not mean that they were willing to believe in you and follow you. See, we not only need to recognize God as God and Christ as Lord, we need to believe in the Father and the Son and place our trust in God. We need to go beyond just recognizing God, learning to believe in the Father and the Son, learning to trust in the Father and the Son all the days of our life, through the good and the bad. See, we're taught by God to trust in the Lord with all our heart, need not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will make a straight path for us so we can make it through this thing, so we can make it through our troubles. See, we can't just trust in something or someone who does not believe in. See, learning to believe and trust in God and his Son has to be real for us to live by faith. See, God has to be our salvation. We trust in God and we're not afraid. The Lord is our strength and our song. He's our salvation because we believe and we trust in him. See, it's about us learning to trust in the Lord, because those who are coming first believe that they have been walking in darkness. They don't understand where they're walking. They don't understand where they're going because, see, they just recognize God. They're not believing and trusting in God. They don't have the faith that they need to get through to walk in the light of Christ Jesus. We need to learn to develop a fear of the Lord, which leads to us obeying God's word, which leads to us trusting in the name of the Lord, and so we rely on God. Learning to trust in God is not the same as trusting in a friend. While we must fear the Lord, we must be aware of our friends and place no trust in our brothers and sisters, because there are some brothers and sisters who deceive and slander us. This is a hard teaching for us to learn. For the Lord says, friends deceive friends. They do not speak the truth to each other. They wear each other with sin. See, God promised us some good things. And if we learn to just trust in him, he says he will be with us. He will rescue us. We will not be handed over to our enemies. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. We have believing. We trust in God with everything, with all our life. See, the Lord will save us and we will not fall. We escape with our lives because we trust in God all the days of our life. We put faith in God. We know that God can get us through all our troubles and all of our situations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. See, it would be better for us if we have come to know, to believe, and trust in God. It would be better for us the sooner we get there, the sooner we can get to the point where we believe and trust in God, things are going to get better for us. See, because who can withstand God's indignation? Who can endure his anger? Who can endure his wrath? It's like fire, the word of God says. So you and I, just we need to give ourselves over to God. So we need to start trusting and believing God. We need to start letting him work in our lives and bringing us through some things. So it builds up more trust. We have more faith as we learn to understand that God is God and he has all power and all control is in his hand. And through his son, Christ Jesus, he's able to do all things. See, because the Lord is good. He's a refuge in the time of our trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Christ Jesus teaches us the importance of trust. He says whoever can be trusted with just a very little thing can be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with the little things will be dishonest with much. See, we're not trustworthy in handling worldly things. How in the world can we be trusted with the true riches of God? We have to learn how to walk in the light of Christ Jesus and trust in that light. Christ teaches that his light is only going to be with us for a little while. And we must learn to walk in and trust in the light because darkness is coming. And we don't need darkness to overtake us again. We must trust in the light so we become children of light before darkness covers this world. See, though darkness is coming, Lord help us, Christ Jesus is giving us confidence. We don't have to live our life without God. We don't have to have a life full of trouble. We don't have to have a life that where we're full of fear. See, we can trust in God. We can trust in Christ Jesus. The Lord is going to prepare a place for us. We can trust that God will do what he says. Go with me to John chapter 14, verses 1 to 2. Learning to trust in God and his son does not come just because we say we believe in God. See, we say a lot of words, but the words don't mean anything. There's nothing behind the words we say. There's got to be something with that. There's got to be something behind what we say. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 2 says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, also trust in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you." You can trust in that. You can trust in my word, Christ Jesus says. We have to be careful of those who we place in leadership over God's house, over God's church. There got to be someone of high standards and someone that has high integrity so we can trust and believe that they're following Christ Jesus. See, Paul and Barnabas appointing the elders in the church who was individuals who had a prayer and a fasting life, a person who was committed to the Lord, and they put their trust in them. See, we learn to trust in God. The Lord has many blessings we receive. If we trust in the Lord, he will fill us with hope and joy and peace. The Lord will make us overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit working inside of us, living on the inside of us, if we just put our trust in the Lord. Trust is something that has to be proven. See, trust comes from a person being faithful. Therefore, we have to be a person who serves the Lord, who is a follower of Christ Jesus, who's entrusted by the Lord with secret things of God. See, once we come to learn and believe and trust in God, we must show ourselves approved by God. That, Lord, it's not words, Lord. I really do trust in you, Lord, with all my heart and all my soul, God. Whatever I have, God, whatever I'm thinking, God, whatever I desire, God, I trust that your ways are better than my ways, God. I trust that your plan is better than my plan, God. I trust that my life, God, is filled with your joy, God, when I trust in you, when I put my faith in you. We demonstrate to the Lord we believe and trust in the Father and the Son, our Lord Christ Jesus. We declare our name above, before our brothers and sisters, in the presence of the congregation. He will sing of our praise. This is so awesome. Our Lord Christ Jesus will trust in us, and we'll be with him, and we'll all be children of God because we put our faith and we put our trust in, and we believed in God. We believed in every word of God. It's a beautiful thing to believe and trust in the Father and His Son. When we do, the Lord will give us rest on every side. No, not one of our enemies will be able to withstand us, for the Lord will hand them over. See, not one of the Lord's promises will fall. Every one of them will be fulfilled. Glory to God. See, you and I can do this. We can trust in God. We, not just a little bit. See, just not a little faith. Just not a little trust. Just not a little belief. But we wholeheartedly believe. We wholeheartedly have faith in God. We wholeheartedly trust in the Lord. It's a beautiful thing to believe and trust in the Father. We prove to the Lord that we believe and we trust in Him. We have rest for our souls. We receive all the promises. God will be with us, and as He was with our ancestors. He would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He sees that we put all our faith and all our belief and all our trust in His Word and His Son and His Spirit. We believe in the Lord. We trust in you, God. Go with me to Psalm chapter 145, verses 13. See, believing and trusting in the Father and Christ Jesus leads a person to a trustworthy and a faithful life. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His dominion endures through all generations. He's a faithful follower of God. You and I got to trust and believe in what God has spoken and what Christ Jesus is doing in our life. And if we want the promises of God to be poured out in our life, then it starts with us believing and trusting in God. Psalm chapter 145, verses 13 says, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving toward all He has made." See, we believe and trust in God when we obey God's commandments. Christ says He will ask the Father and He will give us the Spirit of truth. See, the world cannot accept Him. They do not see Him, nor do they know Him. But we know Him because He lives in us and we live in Him. See, it's just being bounded by the belief and trusting God, trusting His promises, trusting His words. See, it brings us closer to God and we're poured into, and God makes us stronger through His Son, Christ Jesus. Jesus is able to hold us together, all together in the body of Christ, because we all believe and trust wholeheartedly in God. See, when we believe and trust in God, no matter how many promises God has made, they're always yes in Christ Jesus. And though the Lord, the Amen, is spoken by us to the glory of God. For God is the one who makes us stand firm in Christ Jesus. He anoints us because we believe and trust in Him. See, we must believe and trust in God, believing in God's promises, believing and trusting in the Father and the Son purifies us from everything that contaminates our body and our spirit, purifying us and making us perfect in the Lord. Holiness and reverence of God starts flowing through us. See, we start believing in God. We start trusting in God. We start obeying God. We start receiving the promises of God in our life, in this life, in the life to come. See, God likes to keep things simple. Thank you, Jesus. He ensures His instructions and words are simple so the youngest of us can come to understand and believe and trust and obey God. It's much like how our parents gave us instructions. They made their instructions clear to us. They made them simple so we can carry those instructions out. And the same is true with God. He keeps it simple for us. See, if our faith and our belief and trust in Him is weak, we just got to little bit of faith and we got a little bit of trust and a little bit of belief in God. See, when things come upon us, when trouble comes and it starts pressing upon us and it causes us issues and we're trying to depend on God, but see, we don't have a lot of faith. We don't have a lot of belief in God, and life just breaks what little faith we have. See, but if you and I, Lord help us, if we can establish ourselves correctly, if we could establish our faith correctly in God, and see if we could start believing and trusting in God in the way that God wants us to have. See, no matter when the storm comes, no matter when something comes against us, no matter who tried to get us, no matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what Satan is doing, see, when God is and all our trust is in God, when our faith is corrected in God, it can stand the storm, it can stand the pressure, because God is strengthening us, he's holding us together. We establish our faith correctly in Christ Jesus, and is able to hold us because we believe and we trust in God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. Storms can't knock us down. We trust in God. We believe. We believe in God. We put all our faith and belief in Christ Jesus. All our faith and belief in what God is doing. See, when we say we believe and trust in God, and we demonstrate our faith, we must understand the next thing that is coming from God is a period of testing. And just like Abraham's faith, who God tested, he's going to test our belief and trust in him. See, Abraham reasoned that God could raise his son from the dead and was willing to offer him as a sacrifice. Our belief and trust in God is going to be tested. We're going to have to sacrifice something in our life to show that we really do believe and trust in God. What would that be? Will God calls you to sacrifice for him? Will you give it up? Will you surrender it as Abraham did? Will you bring it up even though you know God can do more and greater things? Will you have enough belief and trust in God to sacrifice what God is asking you to sacrifice? To walk no more like you used to walk. To not chase money like you used to chase money. To not chase women or men like you used to chase women or men, to give yourself over, to give your time to God and stop giving your time to the streets. What will you sacrifice to show that you have belief and trust in God? When we pass the test as Abraham did, we have access to God's great and precious promises. We'll be allowed to participate in God's divine nature and escape the corruption of this world caused by evil desires. Because we sacrifice ourselves, we believe and we trust in God. We stand on what we believe. We hold on to Christ Jesus. And we trust in the Lord, knowing that we will have victory. We will be victorious because we believe with all our heart and mind and soul that God is able. We trust in you, Father. We trust in you, Lord Jesus. We believe in you, God. We believe in you, Father. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. God promises that are there for us who come to believe and trust and obey him. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus is the light. If we walk in the light, we must believe and trust in God. Thank you, Lord. We're called to go further than recognizing God as God. In Christ as Lord, we have to take the word of God into our hearts and believe every word that God spoke and see it as truth. Even if it speaks against our behaviors, our plans, and our desires. We have to believe in God's word and trust in the Lord. We have to believe in the Son of God. We must trust in the Spirit of God. Yes, our belief and trust in God in Christ Jesus is going to be tested. We're going to have to pass the test. We're going to have to get through it with our faith intact, with our belief and our trust in God intact. But it will be made stronger. God will make us stronger if we can just pass these tests. Sacrifice what God has asked you to sacrifice. So you must be willing to enter into God's presence and feel his divine nature, the glory of God in our lives as we participate in the body of Christ Jesus. What an awesome privilege it is. What a wonder it is for those who submit their life to believe and trust in God. What a wonder it is. How life-changing affected him. How much transformation it is for us to believe and trust in God with everything we have. As we believe and trust in God, our faith and our belief get stronger. It can withstand the test of this world and the trials we go through. But we must stand on it. It must be strong. It must be a sure foundation for us. Because we believe and we trust in God. So you and I can obtain eternal life in Christ Jesus. God is able. He's there for us. We just got to give ourselves over to him. We just got to surrender ourselves over to the things of God. God said, I'm here. My son is right next to me. He's at my right side. And all him is all power and authority. But you have to believe it and trust in what I'm speaking, what I've spoken, and what I'm doing in your lives. And just hold on and be willing to go through the test and sacrifice yourself for me. Demonstrate your love for me. And I will bless you. I will bless your family. I will encourage you. Nobody will be able to come against you. Your trust in me will be rewarded. Your faith in me will be more than returned. So your belief in me will be steadfast and satisfied because you believe and trust in me, God says. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give ourselves over. We give ourselves over to the teaching of God. We give ourselves over to the working of the Spirit. We give ourselves over to believing in the Father and the Son. And we trust. We do not turn to the right or left. We hold on. We make it through. We receive all the things that God has given us into our heart. And we know we are tested and we pass the test. And we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. As we establish our faith in you, strong and mighty is our faith in you, Lord Jesus. Strong and mighty, Father God, is our trust and faith in you, God, to get us through this, to guide us, to make us, God, so we can enter into the kingdom of God, eternal life with you, God. We trust and believe that is the plan that you have for our lives. Guide us and keep us today. In Jesus' name, amen.